this fall, make some money at the races. Turf Catering is now hiring servers, cashiers, cooks, and other positions for the Keeneland Fall Meet. For an immediate interview, attend the Turf Catering Job Fair on Tuesday, September 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center at the Man of War and Versailles Road entrance across from the airport. For more information, call Turf Catering at 253-0541. Attend the Turf Catering Job Fair Tuesday, September 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center.
Only in Barn 5 at Keeneland can you find a half-brother to the Grade 1 Stakes winner Sweet Talker and multiple graded stakes winner Silver Medallion. A half-sister to the Grade 1 Stakes winner Check the Label and the Grade 1 Stakes winner Include Me Out. A half-sister to the Grade 2 Stakes winner Hello Liberty and Stakes winner and graded place Pisa Ashley. And a half-brother to the Canadian Horse of the Year Biofuel and to the Canadian Champion 2-year-old Philly 2 Andy Wee. Winner just this past Saturday of the Grade 3 Seaway Stakes at Woodbine. Only in Barn 5, and only in the consignment of Brereton C. Jones, Airdrie Stud, Aiden. Then moved to Barn 48 to see youngsters out of the dams of Grade 1 Stakes winner, cash included. Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks winner, Believe You Can. Graded Stakes winner, Mark Valesky. Washington Bridge, Polytechnician, Latana Mob. Stakes winner in Grade 1 place, Indian Way. And stakes winners, Amiable Grace and Miss Tizzy. Also, let me remind you that Airdrie bids over the last 4 years include Champion Proud Spell, Champion Biofuel, Champion 2 Indy Wee, Grade 1 winner Believe You Can, Grade 1 winner Include Me Out, Grade 1 winner Summer Soiree, Grade 1 winner No Such Word, and Grade 1 winner Check the Label. So you don't have to dig deep to find runners in the pedigrees of these youngsters in all but three. The three are by Pulpit, Tappet, and Harlan's Holiday. Arbor by Stallions, now at stud at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones, Airdrie Stud. And that's an added bonus because the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Very quiet morning here at the Thoroughbred Center and the Clocker Stand. I think we had 8 works all morning long. The track looks greatly resembles Elkhorn Creek. We've had some great rain, though. I tell you what, I'm not going to knock it.
No, we had over an inch at home.
Already?
Already, yeah.
It's still drizzling a little bit.
Yeah.
And here, I think it's what you say, it looked like it was between here and Louisville, it was still...
No, that was early. I think it's the bulk of it's moving out.
Yeah. Of course, everybody anticipated this. So yesterday we were buried. We had 85. We turned in 85 works from yesterday. So
wow.
It was...
And today you got 5.
Eight.
Eight. Eight. I'm sorry. Eight. Yeah.
Yeah, don't begrudge me that. But, oh, the mornings just drag, though, when it's like that. You know, it's...
Sure.
Normally, on just normal days, there's a lot of people come down, and, you know, and it helps the time pass because there's so much BS going on. And, you know, it's fun. A lot of nice people out here. You meet a lot of nice people out here. And a lot of people train and own horses here that are good friends of ours. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Saturday's usually fun. The owners show up.
Yeah, well, it happened yesterday, you know. Yesterday we didn't have time to have fun. But we did all right. And horses out of the training center are doing all right. Since last week's show, we've had 10 winners. And the trainers of those winners are Chuck Peary, Paul Garcia, Laura Bielmer, Travis Short, Kellen Gorder, Bill Hickey, Jimmy Cargan, Melvin Kendrick, Jimmy Cargan again, and Greg Compton. Jimmy's having a heck of a summer. Jimmy is.
Did they though? He really
he's,
has.
He borrowed a pony, lead pony, from Susie, the outrider here, one of the outriders, and he loves this pony. It's a buckskin, and I told him, you know, he's had it about a month now, and he's winning all these races. And matter of fact, they're probably going to rule him off at Mountaineer because he's winning at 40% rate at Mountaineer.
Wow!
And they see him coming, you know, and they're going to say, "Hey, let's get him out of here. We'll keep the money at
let
home.
Let the air out of his tires.
Don't let all that money go back to Kentucky." But anyway.
It's greatly outweighed by what's going to the casinos.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
Anyway, I told Jimmy, he says, it's got to be that pony that's moved you up. He says, no. He says, it's my feeding program. I'm feeding better horses.
There you go.
He's got away with words. Well, in the last 2 months, let's see, July and August, we've had, I counted them up, 116 winners out of the Thoroughbred Center, 5 different stakes winners.
Wow.
And a horse that ran third and definitely should have been second and maybe could have won with a little better ride in the Grade 1 Arlington Million. And that, of course, was Rahi Strada, who was coming off a win in the Grade 3 Arlington Handicapper race that he's won twice. He's the local millionaire around here. It's a horse that Scooter Hughes trains.
Yeah.
And he's won over $1,200,000 now, so he's one of the all-time favorites out here, especially with the clocker. But, you know, he never turns in a sensational work. He just goes out there and
does his thing.
Just turns
he
in a nice,
where the money is.
Nice work, and, you know, he never makes a wrong move. He stands out here for about 10 minutes before he wants to. He likes to stand and look. And that's a lot of good horses share that. John Henry used to do that. Another old gelding that did pretty well.
We had a couple of bad ones that did it too. So
yeah, I think they didn't want to go to the track. what are we going to do today? I've got Milt Tobey on top of the hour. Milt is an attorney, practices law over in Georgetown, Kentucky, but he's also an author. And he has written a book on Noor. Of course, Noor is a horse that they recently moved his remains from California to the Old Friends Stallion Retirement Program over here in Georgetown. And he kind of traces that. It goes back to the career of Noor, and who is, of course, an Irish-bred son of Nasrullah that was imported by C.F. Howard. Aga Khan bred him, and anyway, traces his racing career, and he was, of course, noted for defeating Citation 4 times and back in 1950. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. He also wrote a book on Dancer's Image, which won the Dr. Tony Ryan Award as the best book about horse racing in 2011. And another award he got to, I forget what that one was. Maybe Milt will tell me. I'm sure he remembers. You don't forget when you get awards. Speaking of somebody who's never got one.
You have, so.
Oh, well.
You got the, see, I can't remember, but.
Yeah, me either.
Sitting on the.
Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders gave me one for something. Englehart Award.
Yeah. There you go.
For living this long, I think. That's what it was.
That's, well.
Anyway, Michael Blowen will be in. Dr. Byers is back in Kentucky, by the way. He had made a little trip up to Mayo Clinic, and they checked him out up there, and I think things are going in the right direction now, and he got back in Kentucky yesterday, and I think they're going to rest him up a little bit around here and maybe leg him up a little bit, and he's supposed to go back to Mayo's in a month for another check, and we'll see what happens. But
doing much better.
Things are headed in the right direction with Doug, but keep those prayers going anyway, and because we want to make sure he's 100% before we'll say, okay, good Lord, we'll take over from here.
Right.
All right. All right. Jackie's got her announcement. Steve Moody, I guess he's doing the Turfway sheet again. The Kentucky Handicapper sheet, but we'll get in touch with him. He's either doing that or Belmont. And, I don't know, but we're going to find out. So we're going to give Steve a call. Going to do something on with some Joe Palmer today. And, we'll, get into that a little bit later. And Jackie's got her announcements.
Yes, and you're looking at me. I suspect I'm supposed to start announcing.
Well, let me take do a commercial or two, and then, you can do your announcements if that's all right.
I'll be glad.
If you don't mind, we'll talk about one of the Claiborne studs out there. Well, Executive Privilege won her 4th straight race and 3rd stakes to remain undefeated last Saturday, taking the Grade 1 $300,000 Del Mar debutante. Executive Privilege is a 2-year-old filly by First Samurai. In addition to the Del Mar Debutante, she has won the Grade 3 Sorrento Stakes at Del Mar and the Landalucci Stakes at Hollywood Park for earnings over $390,000. And, of course, she's a major contender for the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Just 3 days earlier, Swift Warrior, a four-year-old colt by First Samurai, won the $100,000 win stakes at Saratoga. He got to mile and won 33-2, just missed the course record by 2/5 of a second. That was the second stakes win for Swift Warrior, and he's placed in three more stakes, two graded. Then on Labor Day, Nakano, a four-year-old filly by First Samurai, won the Connie Ann Stakes at Calder. So there are three more good reasons to take a good look at the yearlings by First Samurai at Keeneland. Multiple Grade 1 stakes winner First Samurai, the son of champion sire Giants Causeway, stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquire to Bernie Sams and see the website, claibornefarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They are experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Van's has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Potesta, a three-year-old filly by Macho Uno, added another stakes win to her resume last Saturday. No, it was Sunday. Taking the $100,000 Torrey Pine Stakes to Del Mar. Second after a troubled trip in her debut back in March, she has posted three straight wins and was coming off an impressive score in the Grade 2 Hollywood Oaks. She won the Torrey Pines by 7.5 lengths, set a new track record in the process, going a mile and 1:34.4. She's one of seven 2013 stakes winners by Macho Uno, a list that includes Mucho Macho Man, winner of the Grade 2 Suburban, the Grade 2 Gulfstream Park Handicap, second by a quarter length in the Grade 1 Woodward, and third in last year's Kentucky Derby, and Macho Macho, winner of the Grade 2 West Virginia Derby. There are eight Macho Uno yearlings in the sale out of Keeneland. The first are in the book, which covers the first three sessions, and they sell on Wednesday in the Edina Springs consignment, and they're in barn 24. Hip number 674 is out of a young daughter of champion Perfect Sting, winner of over $2,202,000, and a graded stakes producer. And hip 684 is the second foal out of Grade 1 stakes winner and track record breaker Dearest Trixie. So look them over, and remember that Macho Uno has also sired such brilliant runners as the Grade 1 winner, Macho Again, winner of over $1,825,000, Grade 1 winner, $571,000 earner, Wicked Style. So Macho Uno stands at Edina Springs. Inquiries to Eric Hamelback at 859-987-1798. See the website at adinastallions.com.
You going to do the winners?
Oh, okay. We can do that, Jackie, if you want me to. We'll do the...
Michael has just arrived.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just get him on then. Do one of those, and because it'll take me a while. Listen, we had so many Kentucky Bred winners in the last week, holiday weekend, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly.
So I've got a list that's probably take up a whole segment.
Okay. All right.
I hope.
Okay. Save the date. The
Here secretary. Comes Michael in his rubber boots.
Yep.
Hey, he brought his own racing form. Whoa. Hide my Sunday form. Where'd my Sunday form go?
I don't know. You probably.
No, here's my Saturday form.
Oh, okay. It's over here.
All right.
Secretariat Festival again, Saturday, September 29th, 9 to 5 at Legion Park in Paris. That's right off the bypass. You can't miss it. Keep going on the bypass. Until you turn right or left, or you'll go into a field. Turn right, and there's Legion Park down on the right. It will have equine demonstrations, competitions, memorabilia, silent auction, food, entertainment, children activities, Claiborne Farm tours. They're going to have a 5K at 8 o'clock at check this out, at Edina Springs. Now, if you want to run someplace that's absolutely gorgeous, this is a 5K for you. It's getting a little late in the season, so 5K at Edina Springs. Isn't that nice? If you want some more information, oh, it's free, by the way. Gates open at 9 o'clock. You can go to secretariat.com or call 987-8744. That's really nice of Edina Springs. They do a lot.
They do a lot for Bourbon County.
They sure do. They redid the high school football field, and it looks like a pro field.
Yeah, very
gorgeous.
Nice. Yeah.
They did the end zones in the school colors and everything. I mean, it's beautiful. They are also hosting the Paris Bourbon County YMCA 27th Annual Fall Benefit. And doing it again Saturday, September 22nd, which would be the week before the Secretariat Festival. Cocktails, food, live music, live and silent auctions, and it's catered. It's $50. Get a hold of Rachel Skinner if you're interested. 987-1395. Just call the Y if you can't remember that. The
one
Y in Paris.
One who's doing the catering? Maybe they got
that catering is Bayou Bluegrass.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe Eric Hamelback was out there flipping burgers.
Now that'd be worth it.
I was going to go for sure.
Really, really nice stuff. Like a Gulfstream package for the Florida Derby or the Fountain of Youth with hotel accommodations. John Calipari autographed basketball. Wonder who he is. engraved halter worn by Ghost Zapper and an engraved Awesome Again halter. So
very good.
Yeah.
Morning, Michael.
Morning, Ursel. The other thing about the Secretariat Festival is that Rapid Redux is going to make a guest appearance.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, is he really?
Yes.
You know he's going to think he's going to the post.
He's a great, 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 I think, grandson of Secretariat.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've looked at his pedigree. Who cares about his pedigree when he went 22 in a row, you know me?
Exactly. Yeah. It becomes irrelevant after a while.
Yeah.
And plus, he's a gelding, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's going to come, and we're very excited about bringing him over there.
What time are you going to be out there?
I'm not sure. Janet's working on the schedule with all the nice people at the Secretariat Festival, and Leonard Lusky at secretariat.com has put it all together, and of course, you know, it's really neat because he'll be he won the Vox Populi Award, is the most popular horse in the United States that Penny chairs, and Penny Chenery, of course, won Secretariat. Penny's going to be there.
Yeah. Yes, she is, and so is her daughter,
Kate,
who wrote a new book on Riva Ridge, and she's going to be on the show that morning.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be great. She's
so
wonderful. She's really, really nice.
Yeah.
So we're all excited that Rapid's going to go out there and meet his public.
That's super.
He's doing great, by the way. He looks great. He's full of himself. Yeah. Really, really nice.
Oh, well, what's going on? Have you talked to Doc this morning?
No, I called. He must have that caller ID must be fixed because he didn't answer the phone.
That's it.
It was me. I'm not answering it.
I talked to him last night.
Oh, good.
Yeah, about 8 o'clock. Oh, there, that's him calling right now.
Yeah.
Might be.
We'll check and see.
Hold on a second. I will.
All right.
Well, Ursel talked to him last night, and what they've done is he's continuing being treated at home. So Mayo Clinic set it up with doctors here. So
yeah.
So he can stay home. No sense in sitting up there being waited on hand and foot. They couldn't have got me out of there.
Well, he liked it up there. You know, he was extremely impressed with Mayo's. In fact, I talked to him after he'd been up there a couple of days, and he started giving me the history of the Mayo brothers that formed it.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, super place.
Doug's a great guy. I thought, what is this? You brought this in, Jackie?
Yeah.
That's the okay.
Kate.
Yeah.
Penny Chenery Tweedy. Daughter has written a Riva Ridge book because everybody, as soon as
Kate.
Riva Ridge was the woohoo until Secretariat. I remember we were out at Keeneland and Riva Ridge won some big stake. And we were out there.
About the Derby?
But no, at Keeneland. They don't run the Derby.
How do you stand it all these years, this sarcasm?
I'll tell you.
I'm as know-it-all sarcasm.
I know.
You know what I mean? I think we should just put a stop to this.
But anyway, somebody said, you think he's good, you ought to see what they've got back at the farm. and that was turned out to be Secretariat.
Yeah.
Wow. What an amazing couple
of years.
I saw
River Ridge's Derby. I went to that one. Yeah. So it was an impressive win.
What did River Ridge win out here as a two-year-old? I think it was the fall of his two-year-old year, because somebody said they've got a yearling back in Virginia that you won't believe, and that would have been him. So anyway, after that little quote, I always paid attention, see what's coming, because see if whoever I was talking to was an idiot or actually knew what he was talking about.
Or was talking to one.
Well, that haven't stopped you from having conversations with any number of people.
Oh, right, including myself.
Talk to yourself all the time.
We had a great time last night. We went to the Toba dinner.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Over at Caneland. Ken Ramsey walked out with practically everything.
Aha.
Breeder of the year, breeder of last year, breeder of, you know, the years to come. I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's good that he had all those kids to carry that hardware.
Yeah.
It was That's unbelievable. Funny. I thought he was going to kick poor Sarah out of the wheelchair just to make room for the trophy.
Jeez.
What?
Ooh.
I told him that. I'm not afraid to say it.
Okay. There you go.
You know, what was really great, we're sitting out afterwards, after the dinner, sitting outside having one last free drink. It was fabulous. And
somebody must have paid your way in.
Yeah, they did. Daily Racing Form. Thank you very much. I can't afford that. Are you kidding me? That's my one ticket. It's my weekly stipend. And that's why I have to go to the track and do good. It helps your motivation.
That's right.
But anyway, we're sitting there, and Peter Wilmot, the president of Toba, came out. And I said, oh, he owned Williamstown and raced Williamstown, and he lives in Williamstown. So I cornered that poor guy, and he sat down with us, and we had a nice long chat about Toba and about old friends and about the horses and everything. He's going to come visit Williamstown.
Good.
He was a really, really nice guy, and we had a great conversation.
Now, is he one of those Wilmots from Canada?
No.
No. Okay, there's two. No. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't
That's
know.
David Wilmot from Canada, and Peter Wilmot from, I think he lives in Chicago and in Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Okay, one may have an N in it, and one may not. I'm not sure, but
I think they're actually spelled
enough.
The same
they,
way.
Okay, yep. I just wasn't sure.
It makes it even more confusing.
Yeah,
but he said some really, really nice things. He really liked the magazine. He loved the picture of Williamstown that was in the Daily Race Form magazine that they produced for us. And it was a really, really great conversation.
It was a great magazine.
Yeah, I saw Gary Bush was there. You know, Arnold Zetcher came from California.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was
big crowd.
Yeah. It was very, very, very pleasant. Good conversation.
Did it make you sit in the back, or did you have a nice seat?
It was nice because it was the racing form, and they were one of the sponsors. So.
So you had a big fancy seat.
Well, it was
not bad.
Not bad seat, yeah. There wasn't a bad seat in the house. Good visibility. You could see everyone. And each of the individual award winners came up and gave a little talk. And you think at some of these things, it's going to be like, you know,
the Academy
the guy
award.
From Massachusetts is going to get up and talk for 15 minutes, which is longer than that breeding program is going to last.
Right.
Anyway. anyway.
We went to that one year. One of our clients was Breeder of the Year from Michigan.
Claire,
we had a very nice time.
Claire Purdy. Nice guy. He was a CPA up in Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, they kept all their speeches to like 90 seconds. It was really amazing. So they got up there and said what they had to say, and all of them were very precise and concise and
nice.
And nice. So that was good.
That's what people said I should do on this show.
Yeah, it's been mentioned to me on occasion, too. I don't know why that is. But Tom Leach was the master of ceremonies.
Oh,
he did a good job. He moved everything right along.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah, very, very nice.
Yeah, he is a good guy. He's from Centerville, Kentucky.
Right, 2 miles, about 2.5 miles from us.
Down in Bourbon County, good old Bourbon County boy.
We met Tom when he very first, I don't know if he had just gotten out of college or what, but Ursa was doing the race results show down at WVLK. And Tom started down there. And he was good right from the start. I mean, he was
He's got a great voice. He's very concise. He knows, you know, he thinks before he says something, unlike
some people that we won't mention.
Yeah, really. But he ran a great show.
Starting to get a little paranoid over
No, that, I was talking about myself, actually.
I was, too.
But if Ursula wants to plead guilty to my crimes, I'll be more than happy to let
her
do that.
There you go. Why not?
But it's nice to. It was a really, really nice event. Everybody, I think, had a really good time.
Tom is super. The really, really football games are exceptionally good, and basketball is as. He's as good as Kaywood Ledford used to be. I never thought I would ever say that. Now, he's a little different. Tom gets a little more excited than Kaywood ever did.
And Kaywood was some kind of hard act to follow. I mean, Kaywood was up on a pedestal, and everybody loved him. He was just
a what a sweet guy he was. He passed away before you came down.
I think so, yeah.
He was a wonderful guy.
He was great.
Yeah, he was out of Eastern Kentucky, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah, he was so funny. He wouldn't drink for a game. But then afterwards, we'd make up for lost time.
I love it. You got to love a guy like that.
Yeah, he was great.
All right. Well, let me take a break, and then we'll get back to whatever Michael's doing. Have you picked your loser of the week?
Yes.
Oh, already. You brought your own form. Good.
Yes.
That's good.
I see that you've got yours nailed to the table.
Yeah, I've got
those are staples.
I've got a
third.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah, you got it last week.
My loser last week ran up good.
What did it pay?
It paid pretty good. Cease ran third. He was the longest shot in the race.
Oh.
And it was across the board, but I can't remember. I think the first two were, maybe it would it have been $88 for $2
across,
something like that. Yeah, we watched it.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, First Defense and Mizzen Mast stand at Judmont Farm. Both are grade one stakes winners, and both the sires are graded stakes winners. First foals by First Defense, 2-year-olds this year, and among them is the brilliant Dundonnell, recent winner of the Group 3 Acom Stakes in Great Britain after a 12-length score and a maiden special. Dundonnell is currently one of the highest-rated 2-year-olds in Europe. He's a colt with unlimited potential. Mizzen Mast, of course, has an outstanding record at stud. He's sired 3 Grade 1 stakes winners. He's a sire of 5 2012 stakes winners, including Grade 2 stakes winner Ultimate Eagle. He won Grade 1 stakes last year. And Grade 3 stakes winner Ms. Direction. Mizzen Mast won Grade 1 stakes himself. He's by the top sire, Cozine. First Defense also won Grade 1 stakes, and he's by Unbridled Song. Out of Grade 1 stakes winner Honest Lady, a half-sister by Seattle Slough, to Empire Maker. So watch for yearlings by First Defense and Mizzen Mast at Keeneland. And for more information, get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at Judmont Farm and see the website at judmont.com. Tom Biedemann, a good friend. I've got on his a vest that he gave me right now. That little vest is Tom Biedemann.
Yes, it does. Biedemann Real Estate and Auctioneers is what it says.
Right,
it's sewn right in there, too. It's not cheap old sticky.
Thing.
It's a good one.
It's pretty. It's gold with, it's gray with a gold writing on it. You know, I'm real proud of that. I wore it out here this morning. Give old Tom some free advertising. Tom, we're not charging you for wearing this vest. That's because he gave me the vest. Anyway, Tom's a great guy. Got wonderful real estate agents, some great people working for him, and always has great listings. Wonderful website. I mean, it's fun to go on there and just look, see what he's got for sale, and kind of daydream a little bit. I'd have to daydream. Let me give you that website. It's BiedemannBrokerage.com. BIEDERMAN Brokerage.com.
That place down the road from us is nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's mostly had cattle on it, which is good for the grass and stuff. That's a big selling point. It's 154 acres from Clay Kaiser, which is where we are. And then it runs, would that be toward Georgetown? That would be west to Hawkins Cummins.
Yeah.
So you got road frontage on both sides and beautiful, gently rolling, beautiful land, a lot of trees.
Yeah, nice little creek running through it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous.
It's a great neighborhood except for us.
Yeah.
But everybody has to have somebody to point to and say, eh.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, well, he always has great. And I know that the market's down and everything right now, but the farms that are selling, I know that two or three that Tom has sold.
Yeah.
So he's getting the job done for you. They work real hard for you, and they're somebody you can trust, and they're just nice people.
They are.
And I would recommend them to my mother. So anyway, check that website. That's BiedemannBrokerage.com. And let me give you Tom's number. It's 277-2030. Well, Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm, it's a good farm to know. I'd recommend them, too. So when in Kentucky for the Keeneland September sales, stop by Barn 28 at Keeneland and introduce yourself. While there, take a good look at the four fillies that they have in their consignment. They are top racing breeding prospects by Tisnow, Fleet Alex, Curlin, Lemon Drop Kid, and they sell in the Tuesday and Thursday sessions. So you can find them in book, the first book, which covers the first 3 days there. That's book, I call it book one, but they do sell. It's the first of the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday sessions are in there. Crestwood Farm is a full-service family operation. They treat their clients like family, and most of their clients have been with them for years because of that. And they offer a wide variety of services from boarding to representation at sales and appraisals and pedigree research, confirmation analysis, portfolio management. They didn't even take care of your insurance needs. Down through the years, they've raised literally dozens of top-class stakes horses, and they've earned a reputation for doing just that. So stop by Barn 20 in Keeneland or give them a call at the farm. Number at the farm is 252-3770. Check the website at crestwoodfarm.com. All right, Michael Blowen, how are you?
I'm looking over my loser.
Looking,
I got a good loser today. I'm so afraid of this loser, he might win.
No,
is that
goof
right?
Everything up. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, don't do that to us.
It's the first race at Kentucky
Downs.
We
can't handle a winner.
Oh.
I love Kentucky Downs. It's on the great turf course at Kentucky Downs. It's a mile on the grass, and these are just maidens, maiden claimers for $15,000 going a mile.
Yeah.
What's the pot?
And the pot is $20,000.
Yeah. That's what the
maiden 15 claims. Okay.
Yes. And the horse that I'm going to key off of is the two horses, 15-1 on the morning line. Bernie Flint has him. And
who's riding him?
Greta Kunstweiler's riding.
Hmm.
Who I like. She rides the horses out very nicely if you're playing the exotics.
Okay.
I have a little list of jockeys. The ones that if they're not going to win, they kind of relax and let them do
it. We used to ride Jack Nagle every time when they used to call him Trifecta Jack.
Yeah. Well, that's what we
need. Oh, yeah, and they pay back to fifth.
Yeah,
they tried to get you some money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he always tried real hard for it.
So, well, she will. And moving up from a 5.5 for a long race at Ellis Park on August the 10th. 5.5 for a long, but the Grand Slam should like to stretch out a little bit.
Is he 2 years old? 2 year olds?
Yeah, this is a 2 year old gelding.
It's okay.
And I'm not sure when he was gelded, but that's also an interesting handicapping line. Doesn't say when he was gelded. But the other thing is they took him off Lasix last time. He gets Lasix back on.
Huh.
Today. And I wouldn't have made this horse. I wouldn't have made this horse 15-1, but I'm hoping we can get close to that. And
how big a field is it?
Full. I believe it's full.
Yeah, what race is it now?
First
11 horses, and it's the first race.
Wonder
now, there's some nice horses in here. You know, there's a horse named Mike Maker, horse named Left First, who's dropping from maiden special weights down to the 15. There's another one named Iris Arch, and Eddie Keneally's been on fire. I mean, if you bet Eddie Keneally this year at Saratoga, you left town with a lot of dough. I mean, he just won everything up there, and he did a great job. So you have to use him. And Owen Hardy has one.
Naming all his Irish
dropping
guys.
From 50,000 to 15,000. A Bernstein gelding, and he should run well too. So I'd use the 5 Left First, the 7 Irish Arch, and 8 the DeForcer on top with my horse, my Dueling Oaks, 3rd and 4th.
Wonder if they got rain. Do you know? Maybe awfully soft. Does that change anything?
Hell, he doesn't.
You know, I don't know.
You know, wouldn't you have loved to have a colt by Bernstein and name him Lenny?
That's a great. That's great. Yeah.
I would have enjoyed that.
Well, how do you know there wasn't one?
Well, I don't.
Well, we'll have to look it up. That'll be our assignment for next week.
Oh, okay. Thank
Bernstein
you. Let me make a note of that.
A colt or a filly named Lenny.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, because we went out to see him, and they called him Jimmy or something. I can't remember what they called the horse. I said, no, no, you should call him Lenny. Come on.
What was that show when we were kids that was on TV? It was a show about classical music for kids.
Wasn't any TV when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was in your middle age.
It was an amazing program where Leonard Bernstein came out every week.
I remember seeing that.
I can't remember what the name of it was, but I wish it was on DVD. I'd love to see it again.
Yeah, that was...
Because he would take you through the... He made classical music seem like this is the most fun you can ever have in your life. I mean, he was a great teacher.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun, and I can't remember the name of the series, but they must have done about 20 episodes.
I remember seeing that, yeah, but not a clue as to what it was called. You could probably Google that.
I'll find that out faster than you can find out if Lenny's a horse.
That's an easy Google.
I'll Google raise you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so people are coming today. We got the people from the NTRA coming on a tour at 1 o'clock, so that'll be nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Who are the people from the NTRA?
I think it's a lot of people from their purchasing department. You know, the NTRA purchasing deal.
Yeah.
And probably some others, but we're excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should clear up by then.
The sun was out in Georgetown
when I left.
Yeah, so I think it's just going to come over those trees any minute now.
Yeah, I think it's moving out. We got over an inch.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah, it was great.
It was fun because it rained really hard from the time I started feeding to the time I finished feeding with my friend Rick.
Ah, funny.
So we got soaked just enough to
That's good.
Have
Go back
a little
in
fun.
Have a little coffee and dry out. That's fun. Feels good.
Well, all the other horses are doing great. They look really good. They're good color, and I'm hoping that people come this weekend and see them. And if you can't, hope to see you at the Secretariat Festival. It's going to be a lot of fun. And
yeah, we went last year. Didn't we?
I think we did. Yeah,
yeah. We did.
Who'd you take over there last year?
Tinner's Way.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He doesn't like to travel. He's a little neurotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, Secretariat's your father, you know, and everybody comes by every day and says, well, you were okay, but your father's better.
That's when he had a complex.
He did. I'm going to get a Freudian analyst to come in and take a look at it because he made more money than Secretary.
Yeah, well, he's not a stud.
Not as good, no.
On the racetrack. Then we got to go what we can go with. And Zippy Chippy will probably be here for about another week or so, and then we'll move him back and bring commentator home. You know, Zippy's funny. You know, Zippy's the horse is over 100. He's even last in the racing form, Old Friends magazine. He's Zippy Chippy, so he's last in the book. Too.
Yes.
He's last in the races. He's always last.
It's
he's over 100.
That's what it was.
But it's funny the way he operates because – when we feed in the morning, he'll build up a 4 or 5 length lead on his partner, Red Down South. He'll get within 10 yards of the feed bucket and stop and wait for Red to go on. He learned how to be a loser. He's a professional loser.
Oh, that's funny.
And very predictable.
Yeah.
But he's been doing really good, and we're really pleased with having him here this summer. And his motto is, he's got a great motto. It's, winners don't always finish first.
Oh, jeez.
Huh? Yeah. I'll have to give that some thought.
Yeah, give that some thought.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people
down is
that
up
fit that category.
Stuff like that.
The other thing is today at the, you know, those caverns, those zip line caverns up in Louisville?
You're talking about under the ground?
Yeah,
city
under the
thing?
Ground, yes.
Yeah. What was that? Was that a canal or a boarded subway or is it natural?
No, it's natural.
Oh, okay.
And we're having a fundraiser there today. Sylvia, you know, who's our director of everything, is leading a group up there to zipping for Chippy today. Zipping for Chippy.
Oh, that's today.
Yes.
Where do you go to get to their place underground?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Oh.
And I'm not going. I'm not going to go.
Big hole in the ground.
I'm not going to go hold on to that thing and go 40 miles an hour underground or whatever it is. I don't know how fast they go, but it's too fast for me and it's too high. I know that much.
Huh.
But the other interesting thing about that place is that's where they store all the old Warner Brothers movies.
Really?
Underneath the ground in Louisville.
In Louisville?
Yeah. They have every negative of every Warner Brothers movie ever made stored in trailers under Louisville.
I wonder if that's where the State Historical Society.
This is why people listen to this program for crying out loud, because they get solid information that they'll never
Fred
get any place
Astaire,
else.
Underground in Louisville.
Yeah, that's Casablanca's under there.
Whew.
Bugs Bunny.
Good Bugs Bunny's under there.
Thank you, Rezzy.
And Daffy Duck.
Oh, that's funny. Now, the Historical Society in Kentucky stores underground somewhere, too. I wonder if it's the same place. I don't know.
Constant temperature. Constant humidity, constant
54.
That's amazing. Degrees. Yeah. That's like the Declaration formed in the Keeneland Library.
Shoot, I can get 54 with air conditioning.
Where it's controlled, you know.
Yes. Yeah. And they're going to do John Hardick, who's the CEO of the Racing Forum, presented a check to the Keeneland Library for $10,000 in honor of Nick Nicholson's birthday to go towards the restoration of all those racing forums and putting them on discs and making them digital. So,
wow.
Hey, didn't you
watch it? Boy, what a massive task that would be.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh, boy. Because those things are, some of them are so old, you know. I mean, they
crumble.
You have to be very careful. Well, there's some kind of, I don't know. You know, I'm still surprised I don't need a wire on the end of my phone. But the technology is they can read the racing form. They can read the material and scan the material without actually touching the paper.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know how it works, but they've got that technology now, and now they're able to do it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to do it because it would just turn to dust. Yeah.
Think of all the racing forms I've thrown away down through the years.
In disgust?
Usually.
That's interesting.
Let's toss them. Well, so thank you very much. I'm going to stop by. I'll warn Doug. Dr. Byers, I'm going to pass your house on the way home. I'm going to stop by and irritate you.
So, all right.
Yeah, Dr. Burns, Stuart Burns, they're real good friends. He said he was going to call him up. He said, I got two wagon loads of hay out here to unload. I want Doug out here.
Well, he'll be out there soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We've got Mill Toby coming on.
Yeah, great. Well, I read the book. I think it's really, really a nice book. You know, I know that that sounds self-serving because old friends played a part in Neuer's travels.
Because your picture's in it. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. Is it really?
Yeah, right in the back.
Where it belongs. Me and Zippy.
You're Zippy.
Winners don't always finish first.
He keeps saying.
All right, my friend.
All right, Ursula, thank you very much.
There's
Rapid Redux. Yep. Yeah. His picture's in the book.
Oh, there you are.
There's Rapid.
Cute. Interesting book.
Yeah.
That's
Newer's grave. That's Burley Park's son. By the grave. Yeah.
Burley was Newer's trainer, Jackie. You haven't read the book yet.
I knew that for
did
some
you?
Reason.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. Sort of a name that sticks with you.
All right.
All right, Ursula, thank you very much.
Okay.
Let's pray that my loser loses. We should just name this segment after Zippy, don't you think?
Yeah, the Zippy Chippy Loser segment.
Okay.
I think that's great.
All right, thanks. We have some people complain because I have on this altar, thanks to Ralph Quill, and it says Zippy Chippy. Racing's Biggest Loser. And people think that's disgusting. I said, we're just inaccurate. It's just accurate. That's how he's famous. Otherwise, if he won one race, nobody would even pay attention to him.
Well, that's exactly
you gotta
right.
You've got to play to your strength. Play to your strength.
Well,
losing
not
your
only
strength,
that, look
play
at his
it.
Retirement. How cushy is his retirement? That's wonderful. He's beating us.
He's looking pretty good, yeah. We set the bar so high.
All right, guys.
All right, Ursula, thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, First Crop Runners by Envisor are racking up wins. They're doing so at major tracks, four of one in New York, others at Arlington and Calder, two at Delaware and Gulfstream, Golden Gate, and at Ellis. They're knocking on the door in stakes. 516 was second in the Curling Stakes at Saratoga, and Midnight Invaders placed in two stakes. Envisor was a horse of the year on two continents, and after his undefeated four-year-old season, in which he won four Grade One stakes, including the Grade One Breeders' Cup Classic, beating Bernardini, he was acclaimed horse of the world. The following year, he was still rated number one in the world after he won the Group One Dubai World Cup. Envisor retired with earnings of over $7,804,000. That's a lot of ability to pass on to his progeny. Stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade One Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and of over $1,325,000. Entered stud this year, incidentally. Grade One Stakes winner De Hare. He's got a graded stakes winner in his first small test crop. Classic winner Jazzle, because he won the Belmont Stakes, and he's getting passing on some horses with some gas. Multiple graded stakes winner Mooston Farr, and a multiple graded stakes winner Interdab, another proven sire. Unproven graded stakes are. So inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes, who gave me this Envisor hat that I'm wearing as we speak, and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com. Well, we were talking a little bit earlier about Ralph Quillen over Quillen Leather and Tack, and they've been in business since 1982, and this is their 30th year anniversary. They're going to celebrate down there, I think, starting the week of. Wait a minute, let me look. I don't know if it's, you can go in there right now and ask them. I think it's supposed to be the 24th, isn't it, Jackie?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is, because I think they're having a little kind of a get together one day that we're going to go to.
Okay. I think you're right.
And we got RSVP that, by the way.
Let's do it over the air.
We're coming, Ralph.
There you go. That's close as I can get.
All right. I tell you what, it's a great shop to visit. And of course, they ship over 17,000 halters a year. And I think they about give that many away to old friends.
But, I know.
And it's really a nice thing.
You need to friend Ralph Quillen on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun because he goes to, well, what's the name of this place down here? The used to be Buffalo's and Dad's.
Oh, it's where Arthur
Hancock's son.
He's Arthur too. You know.
Arthur number whatever, 12.
I guess the fourth.
That's whatever. It's a numeral.
Yeah.
But it's called, I'll think of it later, but he gives some reviews.
Yeah, that right out here on North Broadway. Yeah. They go in there and play. I think Arthur goes in there. Big Arthur.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, he plays in there also.
Ralph says it's great. Yeah. I'm thinking of the name, but I can't think of it.
I can't remember either, but I bet it's good because Arthur's a good musician.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to Ralph Quillen, it's a great tack shop, and it's a wonderful gift shop in there. It's so good that the tours stop by there now, bluegrass tours and people like that. They take people in there to look around. And you've got children's items in there, too, if you've got a kid that's interested in horses and wants that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, kind of wonderful
great place
stuff.
To go for Christmas and look like that. So it's let me tell you how to find it. It's of course, it's in Paris. And if you're coming in from the Lexington area at the Lexington Paris Pike or the Simon Kenton Highway, they call it. Nobody knows it, but that's the official name of it. But anyway, you go into Paris, you go to the third stoplight. Don't turn left on the bypass. Just keep going straight. Go to the third stoplight and look on your left, and you'll see his building right there. It's Quillen Leather and Tack. And that website is, I think it's quillen.com. Isn't it, Jackie? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Quillin.
Quillin.com. All right, well, the 1-2 finishers in the historic Grade 2 Hopeful Stakes at Saratoga are by stallions that stand at Windstar Farm. The winner was Shanghai Bobby, a 2-year-old colt by Harlan's Holiday, with Fortify, a 2-year-old colt by Distorted Humor. Second, Shanghai Bobby is undefeated in 3 starts, and he sprinted 7 furlongs and won 22-3 to take the Hopeful. Bred by Stonehaven Steadings, sold as a yearling at Keeneland and trained by Todd Pletcher, Shanghai Bobby is 3-for-3. Went into the Hopeful off a win in Belmont's Track Baron Stakes. He's one of 12 2012 stakes winners by Harlan's Holiday. The Hopeful was just the second start for Fortify. Come on in, Milt. Bred by Darley and, like Shanghai Bobby, trained by Todd Pletcher, he was an impressive winner first time out August 12th at Saratoga. Champion side that started Humor, currently ranked 6th on the general sire list, and 5 of the 7 2012 stakes winners are graded stakes winners. You'll have ample opportunities to buy yearlings by Harlan's Holiday or Distorted Humor at Keeneland. Look them over. For more information, contact Jerry Duffy at 987-1717 or go to the website windstarfarm.com. Alrighty, Milk Toby just wandered in here from Georgetown.
Yeah,
everybody's in Georgetown.
Is it sunny
anymore
in Georgetown?
No,
it's not. Michael lied.
Michael Blowen sat here and lied like he lied through his teeth.
He did, didn't he? All right,
I'm not surprised.
Okay, we talked about the Secretariat Festival in Paris. That would be Saturday, September 29th. And Penny Chenery's daughter, Kate Chenery Tweedy has written a book called Riva Ridge, Penny's First Champion. And he is she's going to debut the book on the 29th at Secretary of Festival. She's going to be here, too. So that's going to be fun. She'll be on the show. She's very nice. I think I've just met her once, and she was such a sweetie. Okay, we are so lucky in Lexington, in central Kentucky, to have Masterson Station because it's a real equestrian facility for you that didn't know about it. They also have a fair or two out there, and there are some soccer fields, but mostly it's for horses. Now, it takes a lot of upkeep. There are jumps everywhere. All the jumps are three sizes, low, medium, and a little bit higher. So on September 22nd, they're having their annual work day, and this is handled by the Masterson Equestrian Trust. And this thing is going to start at 2 in the afternoon and work till 6. They're going to meet at the parking lot by the Hunter Ring, which is right by the main parking lot that you go back. They're going to have stacks and soft drinks, thank you gifts for volunteers. They're going to fence paint, fence repair. They're going to paint the judges' stand. They're going to trim and do some weeding. If you have weed eaters or hedge trimmers, if you can bring one, now I would think the hedge trimmers would have to be gas hedge trimmers because there's no place to plug in electric. So, anyway, that's really, really, really good. They did it last year, and they did a wonderful job. And speaking of which, September 15th at Masterson is the Summer Bird Dressage Show that Julie Congleton, they have what they call Summer Bird and Winter Bird Snowbird Dressage. It's kind of practice all year long, and you go out and give them a few dollars and you tell them what test you're going to do and you go through your test and they correct you or give you score and all that kind of stuff. So it's really, really very nice. I've done that once or twice in the past. And also summer, let's see, Horse Aid Live is Saturday, September 15th. It's a combined test and dressage show at Masterson, as I said. It's called Horse Aid Live. Now, I don't know much about Horse Aid Live, but they do have a good show. It's dressage classes and combined test classes. And you need to call a number or go to horseaidlive.org, but 699-3334. Find out more about it. Like I said, that's September 15th at Masterson. Oh, Macaulay's has got a new product. It's called M10 Balancer. It's a pelleted supplement for mature horses at maintenance or work. When fed as directed, it meet or exceed all nutrient requirements for mature horses. And it's just 10% protein. It's got beet pulp, flaxseed, and rice bran. So if you're interested in finding out about this, give them a call at Macaulay's at 873-3333. This weekend at the Horse Park, it's the National Ring Horse Association East Affiliate Championships. That's today and tomorrow is what's left of it. And MSCDA Dressage at the park. That's this weekend. And tomorrow is Cross Country Schooling Days where you get to go out and, I don't know, it's like $35 or something. And you, too, get to ride the course, the big Rolex course, ride all over the park. It's a lot of fun.
Interrupt your second there. Well, Rising Stars, Golden Sense, a 2-year-old colt in the first crop by Into Mischief, missed the track record by just 0.1 seconds to win his first start by 7.25 lengths of Del Mar. My Happy Face, a 2-year-old from the first crop by Tis Wonderful, won a maiden special at Saratoga by an astonishing 21.25 lengths. Cue the Moon, a filly by Malibu Moon, overcame a world of trouble to break her maiden first time out. Underhand urging at Saratoga. Golden Sense is one of 5 2-year-old winners from the first crop by Into Mischief, and all 5 have won maiden specials. Into Mischief, if you may recall, broke his maiden first time out as a 2-year-old, getting 6.5 furlongs and won 14-1. Then he won the Grade 1 cash call for Turdy. T She is wonderful, also has 5 first crop juvenile winners, 4 maiden specials, including Scamoni, winner first time out of Churchill, and then second in $100,000 stakes. She is wonderful, was undefeated at 2, winning his first start by 12.5 lengths at Saratoga and 2 graded stakes at Churchill. Malibu Moon, ranked among the nation's elite sires, is the sire of 2 stakes-winning 2-year-old fillies. Quiet Katie, winner of the Grade 2 Adirondack at Saratoga, and Martha's Moon, winner of the appropriately named Catch a Rising Star Stakes at Calder. If you're looking for a runner, look first to the yearlings by Spencer Stallions at Keeneland. For more information or for a 2013 season, contact Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Feld, and Ed Toffee at 294-0030. See the website at SpenceryFarm.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at FrisNet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2- and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at BristNet.com or call 859-223-4444.
The Broken Valor sired 4 Grade 1 stakes winners. He's a sire 15 2012 stakes winners. And Sunday at Saratoga, So Many Ways, a 2-year-old filly by Broken Valor, ran a dead game second in the Grade 1 spinaway. That's pretty routine for Broken Vow. Your first opportunity to bid on a yearling by Broken Vow comes pretty early in the sale. He is hip number 10 in Monday's opening session, consigned by Eden Sales Agent, and you will find him in Book 1. There are also yearlings by Broken Vow in the Tuesday and Wednesday sessions, and they're also cataloged in the same book. Of course, it carries Book 1 carries sessions 1, 2, and 3. Broken Vow stands at Pin Oak Stud, and there are yearlings in the sale by the Pin Oak Stallions Bob and John and Cowboy Cal. Bob and John is a Grade 1 stakes winner of nearly $1 million by Seeking Gold. He's got 40 winners, 2 stakes winners in his first crop. They've won at major tracks all over North America. Cowboy Cal's first foals of yearlings, and you're going to like what you see. He's a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by champion sire Giants Causeway. For more information about the Pin Oak Stallions, get in touch with Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens, 873-1420, and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
We were just watching a fire truck go up through there.
What's going to catch on fire in this weather?
I don't know. Maybe somebody's burning tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Loser tickets.
They wouldn't be winner tickets, I'll tell you that. Go ahead.
Okay, Margot Stud Farm, Friday the 14th, having an open house from 10 till 2. They're out on Moores Mill Road in Midway. I said if you GPS it, put in Georgetown, Kentucky, as city and state. I don't know how to do GPS, so you're on your own. Saturday, September 22nd, Farm Managers Club's annual trail ride. This is terrific. They're having it at Shaker Village. It costs $15. I don't know if that includes the $7 that Shaker Village charges you, but you have to have, of course, Coggins and a bet certificate. Sign in at 11 at the stables, which are on down in the back. When you go in, turn left and go down and follow the road. The little pond will be on your right. You'll know you're going the right direction. Shaker Village is going to provide the lunch at 3 o'clock. It's 2 hours, and feel free to stay the whole day, blah, blah, blah. RSVP soon, by the 14th, if you would. I'll tell you what's great about Shaker, riding at Shaker Village. If you're out there in a big trail ride and you want to go back or you lose a shoe or something, they have maps and they have trails everywhere that are real well marked, so you can turn around and go back. You don't have to worry about being out in the middle of God knows where and getting lost on your way back. So that's why I like to hunt out there. I'm tired. I'm going back. Oh, I got a loose shoe. Not really, but, you know, if you want to go back, you can go back. Let's see what else I've got. Friday, September 21st, 7 o'clock, Alltech Arena at the Horse Park. It's the end, the finale of the Haggard Challenge Series Grand Prix. They're also going to have the 4th annual the Betsy Gala for Betsy Fishback, who is no longer with us. The Betsy's going to start at 5 o'clock. Now, they raise money through this affair for the Marquis Cancer Foundation, because that, of course, what happened to Betsy.
All right, you can finish up in the second hour. Okay.
All right.
All righty. Well, through Labor Day, the two top freshman sires of 2012 were both based at Coolmore's Ashford Stud, ranked number one, Majestic Warrior, with 8 winners, including 2 stakes horses and earners of over $412,000. Ranked second, Henry the Navigator, with 7 winners, 5 stakes horses, including a Grade 1 stakes winner, and the earners of more than $391,000. Majestic Warrior is a Grade 1 stakes winner by AP Indy out of Grade 1 stakes winner Dream Supreme by Seeking the Goal. Champion Henry the Navigator won 5 Group 1 stakes and in his only start in this country ran second to Raven's Pass, a colt he defeated 3 times in Great Britain in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Henry the Navigator is by King Mambo out of Champion Sequoia by Sadler's Wells. Starting with the first book at Keeneland, you'll find yearlings by our leading sires Majestic Warrior and Henry the Navigator, plus youngsters by the nation's leading sire, Giant's Causeway, and champion sire, Scat Daddy. Take a good look. Check the website, coolmore.com, and remember, leading sires, potential leading sires, only at Coolmore.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
From the Toyota of Nicholasville Studios, this is WLXG Lexington, ESPN, Sports Radio 1300.
Toyota Nicholasville, where price sells cars.
Well, only in Barn 5 at Keeneland will you find a half-brother to the Grade 1 stakes winner Sweet Talker and multiple graded stakes winner Silver Medallion, a half-sister to the Grade 1 stakes winner Check the Label and Grade 1 stakes winner Include Me Out, a half-sister to the Grade 2 stakes winner Hello Liberty and a stakes winner in Graded Place, Pisa Ashley, and a half-brother to the Canadian Horse of the Year Biofuel, and Canadian champion two-year-old filly 2 Indy Weed, winner just this past Saturday of the Grade 3 Seaway Stakes at Woodbine. Only in Barn 5, and only in the consignment of Brereton C. Jones, Airdrie Stud agent. Then moved to Barn 48 to see youngsters out of the dams of Grade 1 Stakes winner Cash Included, Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks winner Believe You Can, Graded Stakes winners Mark Valesky, Washington Bridge, Polytechian, Latana Mob, Stakes winner in Grade 1 Place, Indian Way, Stakes winners Amiable Grace, and Miss Tizzy. You don't have to dig deep to find runners from the pedigrees of these youngsters, and all but 3, and they're by Pulpit, Tappet, and Harlan's Holiday, are by stallions now at stud at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. And also, keep in mind that Airdrie breds in the last 4 years include Champion Proud Spell, Champion Biofuel, Champion 2 Indy Wee, Grade 1 Believe You Can, Grade 1 winner Include Me Out, Grade 1 winner Summer Soiree, Grade 1 winner No Such Word, and Grade 1 winner Check the Label. Whew, man, that's a powerful consignment from Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. And remember that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. Righty. All righty. Well, we're starting the second hour now of Horse Tales, and I have Milt Tobey with me. And Milt is, in addition to being an attorney, he's written, I believe, at least 3 books now.
It's actually 7.
Oh, well, hell, I remember 3 of them, Milt.
That's good. That's good.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you just wrote one. On Dancer's Image.
Yeah, that was last year. I've done a couple of equine law books, a couple of business books.
Okay.
Back years ago, I worked with Colonel Sager on a book about him.
Is that right?
Back in the 70s for the Blood Horse.
Yeah, well, Colonel Sager, in case people didn't know, he was the farm veterinarian for Claiborne Stud, which was means he had his hands on how many top horses. I mean, this was back in, well, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, I guess it was. When did Colonel Sager die?
I want to say he died in the 80s, but he was just the dean of equine veterinarians everywhere for a long time.
Yeah, and of course they had all those great studs at that time, you know. Bull Ruler topped the sire list 8 times, and you know, it was fantastic. Still is a heck of an operation. They do great things out at Claiborne Farm.
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful people.
Yeah.
Wonderful people. Well, the latest book is about Noor, and he was not a Claiborne bred, nor did he stand at Claiborne Farm. But he was a farm bred. I believe the Aga Khan bred him.
That's right. Yeah. And he was by Nasrullah, who was at Claiborne for a while.
Yeah. I remember Bull went over there to get him, Bull Hancock, to import him over.
Mm-hmm.
They raised hell in Great Britain, I understand, when he left, too.
They did it. They felt like the Aga Khan was shipping all his good horses to the States. And, you know, Noor was one of the first Nasrullahs to really do well in the States. So I think he had a lot to do with the horse's popularity here.
Yeah. Well, that's right. But of course, he was a pretty good horse over there, too.
Yeah, he was third in the Epsom Derby.
Yeah. Whose Derby was that? Do you recall?
I don't offhand.
Yeah, it's hard for me to keep up with that.
It was another of the Aga Khan's horses, though, so he did okay.
So his entry ran at least 1-3. Yep. 1-3 over there, yeah. Well, what occasioned you to want to write about Noor?
I knew a little bit about Noor because he was the broodmare sire of Dancer's Image, mm-hmm. that I wrote another book about.
Okay.
But primarily, I happened to go out to a ceremony at Old Friends about a year ago when Noor's remains were being reburied.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, hey, this would make a neat story, and I think it did.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little about that, because you go into it pretty good in the book. And what's the lady's name that got this done?
Her name is Charlotte Farmer, and she is an ardent racing fan in California.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, after Noor died, he was buried in an unmarked grave in the infield of a training track in Northern California. And he was basically forgotten for quite a while. And then there was a commercial development plan that was going to threaten the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte became really concerned about that. She understood that Noor was a very good horse, and she wanted his memory preserved.
Mm-hmm.
And she initially was just going to locate the grave and put up a marker of some kind, and that didn't really work. So she shifted gears and decided to locate the grave, exhume the remains, and move them somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And she found Michael Blowen as a willing partner in this, which is how he wound up at Old Friends. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah, but she had a hard time finding originally, didn't she, according to your book, a hard time finding a place to put him. And she had to raise money to get this done. It wasn't.
She did. She was raising money. Michael Blowen was raising money for the cause as well. And there were difficulties with burying him at the tracks in California for one reason or another. That didn't work. There was some thought that he might be buried near the racing museum in Saratoga, and that didn't work either. And Michael Blowen came through when they needed a place for him. They were working against a deadline to find some place to move him.
Yeah, because they were going to do something with the area where he was buried.
Yeah, it was going to be a commercial development, and it looked like they were going to pave over the training track where the horse was buried.
Yeah, all of Omaha. Down in Nebraska. That's what happened. You know, nobody knows where he is now. He's somewhere where Axe Arbin used to be.
That's right.
Yeah. That would be a terrible thing. That was a Hall of Fame horse. Noor was.
Yeah, he was. He was a very good horse.
Oh, yes, he was. Yeah. Of course, his main claim to fame was beating Citation 4 times.
Yeah, he set 3 world records in the process. The problem was Noor didn't have a good press agent in 1950. You know, Charles Howard owned him, who also raced Seabiscuit. And when Seabiscuit was running, Howard was an ardent supporter of that horse, you know, 100% of the time. And he died in June, you know, midway through the horse's campaign. Then the Korean War broke out. That didn't help.
Yeah.
But, you know, part of the problem was the fact that it was Citation. And when Citation won, everybody expected him to. And when Citation lost, the headline said Citation lost, not Noor won.
Yeah.
So a whole lot of things conspired to not really bring him to the forefront.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's in all fairness, now Citation, to make excuses for him, I guess there are, but he had coming off a pretty serious injury. He didn't race it for his four-year-old season.
That's right. And he was giving a lot of weight to Neuer in the first couple of races when Neuer won. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, Citation set a world record of his own at Golden Gate Fields for a mile. So he could run okay.
Well, as Joe Palmer says, you know, that he was talking, who was he talking about? Some horses set a track race, there's a world record here, unless you count times in California. You know, Golden Gate, and I love Golden Gate. I mean, I was at the races there many times. But that was, you know, it was built right there on the bay. Have you ever been out there?
Yeah.
You know where it is. I mean, you can look out and see the Bay Bridge. It's look across to see San Francisco and Alcatraz and all that jazz, you know. But it's built on right on that bay, and it's a safe track. At least it always had the reputation of being safe. But I think it had a lot of bounce to it or something because
– Yeah, it really did. I know the season that Neuer set his records out there, I think they raced at 8 different distances at Golden Gate, and they set world records at 7 of them. Yeah. So it was a fast track.
Yeah, it was Bolero out there at that time?
He was.
Yeah. He said, I know he set a world record for 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Ended up, he was an 830 horse that ended up over here. Lou Doherty had him over at the Stallion Station. Good stud.
Yeah.
He was a good stud. Neuer was not.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. He was a disappointment.
Yeah. Well, you put a world of research into this, but I guess you got most of it out of Keeneland, I guess.
Yeah, the Keeneland Library. You can't write a book like this without being at the Keeneland Library.
I know.
But what was really interesting, I also ran into a couple of people, one at Hollywood Park, a fellow named Kip Hannon, who he's in charge of doing their TV and video production, but his pastime is trying to preserve all the archives, the old photographs, the old films. And he came up with a stack of negatives. The cover photograph of Neuer is a photograph that probably no one has ever seen before. I don't think it's ever been printed. And he found these in a stack of things that had just been set aside.
Is that right?
And he's doing a lot of work out there. And I don't think people realize how fragile the history of the sport is.
That's unbelievable. What's he doing with this?
He's digitizing as much of it as he can. I know some of the negatives he sent me had been stored improperly for 60 years, and I took them to a couple of people who preserved negatives. They wouldn't touch them. So a lot of this stuff is being lost, and people don't realize it.
Oh, my goodness. That's awful. That's a pretty good picture.
It really is.
That's John Longdon on him.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's before the days of helmets, too. I remember Johnny Longdon. He used to ride a horse named Spy Song that came off of Dixiana Farm. That's where I was raised, born and raised, you know. Rode him in the Derby, as a matter of fact. He finished second to Assault, a rather distant second, but second. But he was a pacemaker in there, and Longdon rode him.
Yeah, Longdon always put Neuer up near the top of the best horses he rode.
Well, I guess he did very well. Now, he didn't start out riding him, did he? Or did he?
No, he didn't. He picked up the mount late in the horse's four-year-old year, just sort of by accident, and the horse broke badly and was at the end of the pack and rallied to finish second. And Longdon said then that he wanted to talk to Howard and convince them to let him ride him.
Ah.
And he did. He rode him all through 1950.
Then he rode him for the balance of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me take a little break here and get back to Mill Toby. We're talking about Neuer. And a book that he's just written, Neuer, Champion Thoroughbred, Unlikely Journey from California to Kentucky. And it's a very interesting book. I recommend it highly. Executive Privilege won her fourth straight race and third stakes to remain undefeated last Saturday, taking the Grade 1 $300,000 Del Mar debutante. Executive Privilege is a 2-year-old filly by First Samurai. In addition to the Del Mar debutante, she had won the Grade 3 Sorrento Stakes at Del Mar and the Land of Lucy Stakes at Hollywood Park for earnings of some $390,000. She is a major contender for the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Just 3 days earlier, Swift Warrior, a 4-year-old colt by First Samurai, won the $100,000 win stakes at Saratoga, getting a mile and 1:33-2, dismissed the course record by 0.25 seconds. That was the second stakes win for Swift Warrior. He placed in 3 other stakes, 2 of them were graded. Then on Labor Day, Nakano, a 4-year-old filly by First Samurai, won the Connie Ann Stakes at Calder. So there are 3 more good reasons to take a good look at the yearlings by First Samurai at Keeneland. Multiple Grade 1 Stakes winner First Samurai, son of champion sire Giants Causeway, stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, Indian Creek course, they've been a major source of world-class runners for years now. And Indian Creek's Keeneland September sale consignment is again world-class. Go to Book 1, then to Barn 45, and you'll find youngsters by such sires as Pulpit and Hardspun and Street Sense and Henry the Navigator. Of course, Henry the Navigator has got a grade one winner in his first crop, 2 year-olds this year. Also by Cape Cross, who's a leading sire in England and France and the sire of 7 champions. And this Cape Cross colt is out of a half-sister to Flower Alley. Also by Giants Causeway and Elusive Quality, Warfront, Bernardini. All descend from great families. And when we say that Indian Creek is long been a source of world-class runners, we mean just that. 6 champions on 4 different continents, 13 grade 1 stakes winners, and graded stakes winners the world over. So go first to the Indian Creek consignment in Barn 45. And here's more good advice. To ensure your yearlings purchases, contact the Clearwater Agency in Paris. Our number over there is 859-987-1861. Where they've been insuring the world's finest bloodstock for over 8 decades. Just ask for Shaq Parrish or Bruce Isaacs or John Hess. So here are 2 names to remember for great performance in the thoroughbred industry, Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency. Well, Vinery's agent has consigned 8 exceptional racing prospects to the Keeneland sales. You'll find them in Barn 26, Catalog 1, and they sell on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 2 are by champion sire Giants Causeway, another by champion sire More Than Ready, 3 by leading sires Tappet, Malibu Moon, and Hardspun, and 2 by the first crop sires Kodiak Cowboy, winner of the Eclipse Award as champion sprinter, and multiple grade 1 stakes winner Pioneer the Nile, the son of the brilliant sire Empire Maker. The Kodiak Cowboy colt is out of a half-brother to Regally Ready, a son of More Than Ready that won grade 1 stakes and over $1,219,000. And the colt by Pioneer the Nile is out of a stakes winner and grade 1 producer. The black type right on top of the pedigrees of all 8. And be sure to check them out in Barn 26. And while there, be sure to ask about the state-of-the-art facilities at Vinery Kentucky, Vinery Florida, and Vinery New York, where they stand ready to service you in every facet of the thoroughbred industry. Just check the website, vinery.com. All righty, I'm talking to Milt Tobey, who's the author of Newer, a champion thoroughbred, and he is too. He's in the Hall of Fame now, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
He is, along with his trainer, Burley Park, and John Longdon, of course.
Okay. You know, I'm not too familiar with the history of Burley Park.
He built his reputation running two-year-olds in futurities. He won 8 or 9 of them over the space of a couple of years. But
in the East or the West?
In the East.
In the East.
East,
yeah.
And then he hooked up with Charles Howard. You know, Charles Howard was looking for somebody who could take Tom Smith's place. You know, Tom Smith had Seabiscuit. And he wound up with a trainer who was very, very patient with the horse. He took a lot of time. That's what Newer needed. He was very temperamental. He was hard to work with, and Burley Park fit him perfectly. You know, it couldn't have worked out any better for the trainer or for the horse.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty familiar name, Park, though. There's a lot of horsemen out of that family. I think one of them used to train Fred Hooper.
Yeah, there are 5 Park brothers who had something to do with horses. Yeah. You know, Burley's in the Hall of Fame. Ivan Park.
That was
He was the Fred Hooper trainer.
Yeah, yeah. Did he train Hoop Jr.?
I believe he did.
Did he?
I believe he did.
What year was that? 45.
Yeah, mid-40s.
Yeah, mid-40s. 45. He won the year before Assault.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. So it was 1945. Yeah.
And then Burley went on to train for Lewis Wolfson and had champions for him. So he had a long career and a very good one.
Mm-hmm. Is he still alive?
No, he's not.
No, he couldn't be. I mean, that's been so long ago. I guess he was. And Smith had retired, I believe, when Seabiscuit did. He quit when Seabiscuit was through, didn't he?
He stayed with Howard for a couple of years, and then he was out for a year with back surgery or something, and he was replaced by Howard then. I think he trained for
Main Chance.
Main Chance, yeah.
Yes, he did.
For a while.
One of men. Yeah, everybody was for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
She had a new reputation for firing trainers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'd tell you a couple of stories about him, but what was it that Palmer wrote, said that there's a special place in heaven for people who train for Elizabeth Arden.
That's right.
And it's getting a little crowded.
Yeah. And he was probably the most unlikely person to train for her. He was so quiet and so he was so bad with the press and didn't want the spotlight at all.
Yeah, yeah, I tried to. Well, Howard, he had purchased that horse. Yeah, I wonder what he paid for him. But he bought two, didn't he?
He bought two. There was
from Aga Khan. Yeah.
There was a horse named Nathu who had won the Irish Derby. And Nathu was supposed to be the better of the two horses, and he never amounted to anything at all. I think he bowed a tendon before he ever raced in this country. And there were various discrepancies about what they paid. It was either $180,000 for the two, $200,000 for the two, but everybody agreed that Noor was the cheaper of the two, and he turned out to be a real bargain.
Oh, yeah. What were his total earnings, remember?
I want to say about $360,000, $360,000, something like that.
Yeah.
It was good money for them.
Now, when Citation came back, of course, he had lost one race as a two-year-old. His stablemate, the filly Bewitch, had beaten him in the Washington Park Futurity up in Chicago as a two-year-old. And there was thought at that time that they let her win. You know, I mean, they didn't push him too much. Mm-hmm. And then he got beaten his first start as a three-year-old by Saggy in a Chesapeake trial in the mud at Havre de Grace. And those were the only two time races he lost at two and three. And then, of course, he got an Ocelot, which they had hard times. He didn't race at four at all because of that. And they had, understand that, if I can recall, they fired that thing down in Florida. And it was pretty hot down there, and it just didn't take.
Yeah, I know Jimmy Jones wasn't happy that they took him to Florida for the firing.
Yeah, but he was training down there. And anyway, it took him a year to get him back after that. And then after he came back in 1950 as a five-year-old, he got beat, I believe, 11 times.
Yeah, he won his first couple of races when he came back.
Yeah.
And then Ponder beat him. Then Noor started beating him.
I think Ponder beat him in the second time.
Yeah.
I believe that was right.
I think
right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then Noor started beating him, and they finally just gave up in the summer and put him away for a while and then brought him back because they were trying to get the $1 million for him.
It's an interesting thing, but I think both of them ran their last races in the Hollywood Gold Cup.
They did.
Yeah. And they both won.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was and I believe that Noor retired sound, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He was sound as could be.
Yeah. But, you know, you read about Citation, and after some of those races, they had to give him time off because he came out of them lame.
Yeah.
You know. So I always thought, you know, that I didn't think he was anywhere close to being what he was as a three-year-old.
I suspect he probably wasn't. I mean, he wasn't a Triple Crown quality horse by the time he was five, but he could do okay. Like I say, you know, he set a world record for a mile.
Yeah, but and then neither one of them are very successful at stud.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's odd, isn't it?
It is.
And one of them by a leading sire, Nash Ruler, and the other by a leading sire, Bull Ruler, and both of them superior racehorses, you'd think.
Yeah, exactly.
What did Noor sire? Do you remember some of those things that he sired?
He had, I think, 15 or 16 stakes winners, but none of them were the sort of horses you remember. You know, the best thing he did probably was siring the Dam Dancer's Image.
Yeah, well, that was
good. You know, she was you know, stakes placed, and what was a nice horse.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, he went to stud first in California, didn't he?
He started in California. He was in Kentucky for a little while. Then he went back to California, and his book just sort of tapered off then.
Yeah, and he wasn't – I noticed you said in the book that he was never too popular at stud. And why was that? Because, you know, he's a great racehorse and a great pedigree.
Yeah, and that's always been sort of a puzzle because you would think that, you know, he's a horse by Nasrullah. You know, if you can't get Nasrullah, you go to a horse that's a champion by Nasrullah, and he just never did catch on. It might have been the fact that he spent most of his time in California.
Starting out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Howard family stood him and stood there, didn't
they? They did.
Yeah, because he was gone.
Yeah.
And then he came to Kentucky, and Charlie Kenny had him.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie had Coldstream stud, and then Schaefer sold Coldstream, and they moved him up to, I don't know what they called that farm at that time. It's been several farms. It belongs to Cobra Farm now. It's right on the corner of Ironworks Pike and Newtown Pike there. And interestingly enough, a good friend of mine, Don Combs, who trains, got, you know, our resident Kentucky Derby trainer. He has got some horses here, he was working there for Charlie Kenny when Noor was there. And he also had John's Joy. He was the son of Bulldog. And that was very interesting. He said, neither one of them are very nice horses to take care of. You know, both of them had mean streaks. It's according to Don.
That's what everyone said about Noor, especially. He was hard to handle. And he was lucky, like I say, to have Burley Park and to have Johnny Longdon. You know, they both fit him to a T.
Yeah. Well, Longdon, of course, went on and ended up being a winner's jockey. I guess he was a winner's jockey of all time when he retired.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And what was the name of that horse that he won? He won a stakes race in his last ride. And I can't remember. I believe it was a grass horse at Hollywood Park, and I cannot remember the name of that horse now, but came from way out of it and won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember.
I can't either.
Funny, I knew Steve Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
I never met Longdon.
Yeah.
Although, but I did know Steve. Steve used to ride. He was kind of the stable after he left, Calumet. He used to ride for Dixiana a lot. And I met him up in Chicago in 1956, I believe it was. Summer of 56, and he was riding up there.
Yeah, there was an issue with Citation because he started out with Arcaro in 1950, and after a couple of losses, they took Arcaro off and put Steve Brooks on him, and it didn't help.
No, it didn't. I think Arcaro kind of given up on him, didn't he, in a way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he would know.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there's an indication there that the horse was not what he used to be. If one of the all-time great riders decides, well, I'm going to take another mount. You know, I don't know what he was riding out there at that time. Maybe just stayed in the East.
Yeah, I don't remember other than Citation.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. But Citation, of course, Snyder rode him starting out his early career. Mm-hmm. That's the guy that drowned.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. He rode him up into the Flamingo, and then they just switched riders over to, I can't remember who rode then. Might have been R. Carroll riding at that time, but then Brooks rode him some also, Citation. But anyway, they were two top horses. Good book. Where can we get that book? I've got a copy. Yeah. But where can other people get it?
It's available at Amazon, or if you want a signed copy, you can go to my website. It's www.miltonctoby.com, and I'll put one in the mail to you.
Okay. See you.
Yours is already signed.
Mine is already signed. Did you sign this for me?
I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. There it is, of course. See, I just went right to the text. I never looked for somebody. I opened it up and started reading.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I love history. And it's quite a story. The horse coming from England and over here and racing in California. And then he came east and raced. Didn't fare too well in the east.
No, he didn't do well at all.
Yeah.
And that's probably why he didn't wind up being Horse of the Year, because I think he had a good shot at that.
Yeah, that was Hill Prince's year.
Yeah, and he beat Hill Prince in the Hollywood Gold Cup.
Yes, he did. Beat him pretty soundly.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Well, he's back home there.
Yeah, the problem was they did the voting for the Horse of the Year before the Hollywood Gold Cup. I think he would have had a good shot if they'd changed the timing a little bit.
Well, yeah. You would think so. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right, Mill. I appreciate it. How's law practice going?
I'm not doing a whole lot of practicing. I'm spending most of my time writing these days.
Well, what's the new project?
I'm trying to come up with a couple of ideas. I'm really interested in Shergar, the horse who was kidnapped in Ireland in 1983. Yeah. Another of the Aga Khan's horses.
If you can find him.
Yeah.
They made a movie.
They did.
Have you seen it? I haven't seen it.
I have seen it, and it's an okay movie, but the difficulty is they actually find Shergar in the end.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Oh, God. That's like the Seabiscuit movie, and War Admiral was 18 hands.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We went to one of the very first of that movie, and there were a lot of horse people in there.
Yeah.
And everybody just moaned. Every so often you'd hear, oh, it was something crazy.
Okay, Mill, we're going to let you go. Oh, I'm running late for commercials anyway, but thanks for coming in, my friend.
Hey, enjoyed it. Anytime.
All righty. Next book.
Anytime.
Okay, if you find Shergar, especially.
No kidding.
Okay, well, First Defense and Ms. Mass stand at Judmont Farm. Both are grade one stakes winners, and both are sires of graded stakes winners. The first foals by First Defense are two-year-olds this year, and among them is the brilliant Dundon L, recent winner of the Group 3 Acom Stakes in Great Britain after a 12-length score and a maiden special. Dundon L is currently one of the highest-rated two-year-olds in Europe. He's a colt with unlimited potential. Ms. Mass, of course, has an outstanding record at stud. He's sired three Grade 1 stakes winner. He's a sired five 2012 stakes winners, among them Grade 2 stakes winner Ultimate Eagle. Of course, Ultimate Eagle won Grade 1 stakes last year. And Grade 3 stakes winner Ms. Direction. Ms. Mass won Grade 1 stakes and is by Top Sire Cozine. First Defense also won Grade 1 stakes, and he's by Unbridled Song. Out of Grade 1 stakes winner Honest Lady, a half-sister by Seattle Salute Empire Maker. Watch for yearlings by First Defense and Ms. Master Keeneland. And for more information, get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at Judmont Farm. See the website at JudmontFarm.com. All righty. Well, horses raised on McCauley products won seven stakes over the holiday weekend. Four graded and two were grade one. The grade one Woodward was won by To Honor and Serve, bred by Twin Creeks Farm and Larry Byer and the Rancho San Miguel. The Grade 1 Del Mar Debutante went to Executive Privilege, bred by Bill Betts, DJ Stables, Dr. Chuck Kidder, Jim Betts, and Nancy Robinall. The winner of the Grade 1 Hopeful, Shanghai Bobby, well, it's Grade 2. You should be Grade 1. Shanghai Bobby was bred by Stonehaven Steadings to Indy Wee, last year's champion two-year-old filly in Canada for Burton C. Jones. Won Woodbine's Grade 3 Seaway Stakes. The Lady's Secret Stakes at Monmouth was won by A Fleeting Lady, raised by Marty and Cindy Takas. Belvedere Farm for Mike Lauffer and Bill Cubbage. Saratoga's Big Bamboo Stakes winner, Mildly Offensive, was bred by Windstar Farm. And in France, the Prix de Liancourt was won by Agavide, bred by Shadwell Farm. Congratulations to all from McCauley Brothers, the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse. To join the winning team, why don't you call Mike Warren or David Longmire? Number is 873-3333. Stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse.
Sally Vance, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vance has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, Jim Fitzgerald's Knock Griffin Farm has a very nice consignment out at the Keeneland Sales. They sell Tuesday, September 11th, and Wednesday and Thursday. Of course, that's the book one session there. And book one covers all three of those. Anyway, he's got yearlings by Tiz Now and Pulpit and Exchange Rate and Indian Charlie, Street Cry, Candy Ride, Empire Maker. It's got a Tappet filly, an elusive quality colt, Candy Ride colt. That Empire Maker, incidentally, is damn earned over $332,000 and placed in graded stakes. Really got a lot. Of course, everybody knows what Empire Maker is doing this year. And you can't buy any of them, breed to them anymore because he is, of course, in Japan. But you can buy one, and hip number 642 is an Empire Maker in the Knott Griffin Farm consignment. The Pulpit is out of a $463,000 stakes winner. She also placed in grade one stakes. Indian Charlie, of course, has already sired the winners of four Eclipse Awards. He's got a nice filly, and so his best runners have been fillies. And, of course, they've been raised right over at Knott Griffin Farm by Jim Fitzgerald, who's been around all his life in the horse business. He's came up under the best, Lee Eaton and John Williams and Dr. Michael Arsman. But anyway, go to that consignment, Knott Griffin Farm in Barn 29, and introduce yourself to Jim. Nice guy. You'll be glad you know him. And We're going to go right now to my good friend, Steve Moody. Steve, are you there?
I'm here, Ursula.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Are you in Kentucky or are you in New York now?
I am in Kentucky doing Kentucky Downs.
Ah, you're doing Kentucky Downs. All right. I haven't had a chance to even look at my form today. Shame on me. But what's the feature down at Kentucky Downs today?
Well, they actually have three stakes down there today, Ursula. And they'll come back, I think, with three more next Saturday. Of course, today's the first day of their short six-day meet. They run Saturdays, Mondays, and Wednesdays. So the next two weeks they'll be running. And look at a couple of them. The seventh race down there today is sixth race today is the Kentucky Cup Turf Dash, and this race is 6 furlongs on the turf course, the only course they have down there. Of course, is the grass, and field of 11 that were drawn in here, and I like some prices in here, Ursula. I think that the hoping to take advantage maybe of this race. Pretty good field, I think, that's been assembled for this turf dash. But I think some of these in here that have got the top numbers really haven't done all that well on the grass. And I think the ones that have shown ability on the grass are going to have an advantage here. I like the 10 horse in here. I think he's got a chance at a big price. Icon Ike. This horse has won four straight turf sprints. One last time out, had trouble in the race and still managed to win. He won the Black Gold Stakes earlier this year down at the fairgrounds. So I don't think that was a $75,000 race, as is this one. So I don't think he'll have any problem with, he's shown he can compete at this level. And he's a huge price in here at 20-1. So I'm going to take a shot with him. I mean, this is, Larry Jones. And this is not anywhere near a 20-1 horse. And if he's anything remotely close to that, he's worth a play. Grand Traverse. He finished just behind Icon Ike the last time out. This horse has got 12 career wins, and he's like I said, just missed last time out. He's another one that's 20-1, a huge price. And then the sixth horse, Jazz Sizzle, Skelding. He's not limited to any particular run style. He can run up close. He can rate off the pace. And so if you don't like 20-1, he's 30-1. So you got some big numbers to choose from in here. I think this would be a tremendous exact trifecta possibility. 2 20-1s and a 30-1. I'm going to give the edge to the 10 Icon Ike. But any of those that are anywhere near the morning line in here, I'd be jumping on. So I'm going to go 10, 2, and 6 in the Kentucky Cup Turf Dash.
Yeah, Jazizzle, that's Tommy Mills' horse, and he trains out here. He's by Jazzle, and horse has got some gas, I'll tell you that. So I hope you're right. I hope he hits the board down there. Go ahead. What about go ahead with whatever one you want to do. We got plenty of time.
Okay. Well, the seventh is the Franklin Simpson Mile. This one's 3-year-olds and up, going a mile. And field of 10 has been drawn here. I think the four-horse Cerruni is, I think, without a doubt, the horse to beat. Last four starts on turf, got a win in 3 seconds. Been a really consistent turf performer, 12 turf starts in his career, and the three wins, 4 seconds in the third. This is a gelding by St. Liam, and it's got tactical speed. You get Corey Lannery, of course, who had the great meet at Churchill Downs in the spring, won that meet going away as the leading rider. I think this is a horse to beat, I think probably rated just off of the pace in here, be the one to catch in the field turns for home. A horse that's a little bit of a price, I think, is worth looking at. It's a 7 Rat-a-Tat. It's a gelding by Tappet. It's got good early speed. I think he'll be, he's won 3 in a row. He'll go to the front, and you know, they'll have to catch him to beat him. The one horse, San Antone, consistent performer, got some ability, but he's a polytrack specialist, and this is his first turf start, so we'll see how he makes the transition from the polytrack, which is what he seems to like, over to the turf. Rusty Arnold trains him. Sean Bridgemahan has the mount. But we're going to go with Cerruni in there, who's the favorite, and we'll go 4-7-1 in the Franklin Simpson Mile. And then the eighth race is the Kentucky Cup Ladies Turf. This is fillies and mares, 3 and up, going a mile. Field of 12. Going in here, very, very well matched, I thought, Ursula. You make a case for at least half of this group. I settled on the 7-horse Ridgester. Rick Howells has her. Gabriel Saez has the mount. This one is, has only started twice on the grass. Has not won yet, but he's been right there. I think, you know, she has a pretty good chance to get it, over the hump today. I think she'll be sitting, in a pretty good spot early on, and be ready to make her run when they go into that turn and then to make that long run home. The 9 horse, Affair Dabbler is one that's, 1-2 straight. She's followed up those wins with a nice set of works. The thing with her is she's going to need a quick pace. She's a pretty much the late runner, and if she gets that quick pace up front, that will certainly help her chances. Then third in there, I went with the 6 horse Sea Level Drive. Had a couple of poor efforts that gave her some time off. And she'd been off about 3.5 months, but been working pretty well for Rusty Arnold, and I think she'll give her a better account of herself today. So we're going to go 7-9-6 in the Kentucky Cup Ladies Turf.
All right, Steve, we sure thank you. And Kentucky Downs have pretty good purses down there now, so.
Yeah, they do. $2.5 million or so over the 6 days. So they're, you know, about a little over $400,000 a day. And they're, I think, close to about $600,000 today on on the 2 Saturday cards.
That's good enough. All right. It's been Steve Moody with Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. And go to the website to get that. You can't go wrong. It's brisnet.com, BRISNET.com. Thanks, Steve. Talk to you next week.
All right, Ursula.
Well, First Crop Runners by Invisor are racking up wins, and they're doing it at major tracks. 4 have won in New York. Others have won at Arlington, at Calder, a couple at Delaware, Parks, Gulfstream, Golden Gate, Ellis Park. They're knocking on the door in stakes. 516 was second in the curling stakes at Saratoga the other day. Midnight Invaders placed in a couple of stakes. Invisor was a horse of the year on 2 continents and was after his undefeated 4-year-old season. That was the year he won 4 Grade 1 stakes, including the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic, Whipping Bernardini. He was acclaimed horse of the world. The following year, he was still rated number 1 in the world after he won the Group 1 Dubai World Cup. He earned $7,804,000. That's a lot of run to pass on to his progeny. He stands at Shadwell Farm. That's the home also of Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade One Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, and of over $1,328,000. Grade One Stakes winner De Hare. He's got a graded stakes winner in his first crop. Classic winner Jazzle. He's got one going stakes, a good one going to stakes today down to Kentucky Downs. Multiple graded stakes winner Mooston Farr. They're all running. And a multiple graded stakes winner Into Dab, another proven graded stakes sire. So inquiries to stag manager Ken Barnes and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com.
To succeed at the races, you need an advantage. That edge is BristNet.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information no one else has. In-depth trainer staff, detailed pedigree data, Brist class, pace, and speed ratings, free membership, handicapping contests, exciting monthly giveaways. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BristNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, Labor Day at Woodbine, the $125,000 Kenora Stakes was won by Bears Chill, a four-year-old colt. He's by Artie Schiller. Bears Chill won the $150,000 Queenston Stakes last year in Woodbine. He's earned over $288,000. He's one of 11 stakes winners from the first two crops by Artie Schiller, and 11 more placed in stakes. That's 22 stakes horses in his first two crops, seven of them graded stakes horses, including Grade One stakes winner Laser Hawk. Seven have won stakes this year, among them Mr. Commons, who's earned over $711,000. He's won the Grade Two Arcadia at Santa Anita this year, won the Grade Two Beaufort at Santa Anita and the Oceanside at Del Mar last year, and he's placed in six more stakes, six graded, two Grade One. Artie Schiller sign runners, tough, hard-hitting runners that win over every type of racing service and in top company and major tracks. A Grade One stakes winner himself of over $2 million by El Prado out of Grade One stakes winner Hidden Light. Artie Schiller is at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy. See the website, windstarfarm.com. All righty. Well, now I've got to take care of my good friends, David Schweitzer over to Kentucky Thoroughbred Association and Tuba. And they like us to plug the or mention the breeders of winners of stakes winners from the previous weekend, and this will, of course, be a 3-day weekend. Thus, we're going to brace yourself because I got a bunch of stakes winners to talk about today. To Honor and Serve, who won the Woodward Grade One, of course, was bred by Twin Creeks Farm, Larry Byer, and the Rancho San Miguel. The Grade One Foregrow up at Saratoga went to MC, and MC was bred by Darley. The Grade One Del Mar Debutante Stakes at Del Mar, Executive Privilege, that's, of course, the first Samurai filly. She hadn't been beaten, bred by Bill Betts, DJ Stables, Dr. Chuck Kidder, Jim Betts, Nancy Robinoff. And let's see, Grade Two Del Mar Derby winner, My Best Brother, was bred by Alvin Eisman and William Curran. Shanghai Bobby, who won the Grade Two Hopeful Stakes. Now, that race should be Grade One. That's one of the, you know, Saratoga racing is supposed to be the best racing and two-year-old racing in the world, and their best stake up there is a Grade Two. Well, anyway, I'm wrong about a lot of things, so might as well be wrong about that, too. Shanghai Bobby's by Harlan's Holiday, who stands over at Windstar Farm, and he was bred by Stonehaven Steadings. And Harlan's Holiday gets a lot of runners. Balance the Books won the With Anticipation Stakes, and Balance the Books was bred by Scott Hyder and Knowles Bloodstock. Them's all graded stakes. The Easter Gift, winner of the Smarty Jones at Parks. That's a Grade Three race. Easter Gift was bred by Ward Willoughby in Kentucky. The Washington Park Handicap, Grade Three winner, Mitty, was bred by St. George Farm. In case you don't know where that is, that's the old George Widener place over here on Old Kenny Road. Met the fella that owns that farm one day right here at the Clocker Stand. Nice young man from North Carolina. The Glen Falls, Grade Three, that was at Saratoga. Hit It Rich won that, bred by Stuart S. Janney III, which means he was raised at Claiborne Farm. Equalized Stakes at Saratoga, Miami Cat the winner, bred by Phil Gleaves. The El Cajon Stakes out of Del Mar, Fed Biz. That's a three-year-old. A colt, he is by Giants Causeway, bred by the Colts Next Stables. The Torrey Pine Stakes at Del Mar, Potesta, Macho Uno, bred that one. Of course, he's a Dina Springs stallion. Boy, he's having a nice year. Bred by Maynard Farm and Be a Man. The Sorority Stakes at Monmouth Park went to Double, who was bred by Nancy Shuford. The Big Bamboo Stakes at Saratoga, Mildly Offensive, the winner, bred by Windstar Farm. The Seaway Stakes at Woodbine 2, Andy Wee, was bred by Brereton C. Jones. Of course, this filly was a champion 2-year-old filly in Canada last year. The Sun Sprint Championship Stakes, Racy Ready Racer won that, bred by Stonerside Stables. And that's a More Than Ready, who, of course, stands at Vinery. And had one winner abroad, stakes winner abroad. The Prix de Liancourt went to Agarid, bred by Shadwell Farm. And, of course, Shadwell Farm right here in over on, what's the name of that road, Military Pike over there now? Anyway, everybody knows where Shadwell Farm is. So that is that as far as a bit. Pretty good day. Well, Rising Stars, Golden Sense, a 2-year-old colt from the first crop of Into Mischief, missed the track record but just 1/10 of a second when he won his first start by 7 1/4 lengths of Del Mar. My Happy Face, a 2-year-old colt from the first crop by Tis Wonderful, won a maiden special at Saratoga by an astonishing 21 1/4 lengths. Cure the Moon, a filly by Malibu Moon, overcame a world of trouble to break her maiden first time out under a Hanra urging. That was at Saratoga. Golden Sense is one of 5 2-year-old winners from the first crop by Into Mischief, and all 5 have won maiden specials. Into Mischief, you might recall, broke his maiden first time out as a 2-year-old, getting 6 1/2 furlongs of 114-1. Then he won the Grade 1 cash call for Tuity. Tears Wonderful has also sired 5 first crop 2-year-old winners, 4 in maiden specials, including Scamoni, winner first time out at Churchill, then 2nd in $100,000 stakes. Tis Wonderful was undefeated at 2. Won his first start by 12 1/2 lengths at Saratoga, then he won 2 graded stakes at Churchill Downs. Malibu Moon, ranked among the nation's elite sires, is the sire of 2 stakes winning 2-year-old fillies. Kawhi Katie, winner of the Grade 2 Adirondack at Saratoga, and Martha's Moon, winner of the appropriately named Catch a Rising Star Stakes at Calder. If you're looking for a runner, look first to the yearlings by the Spendthrift Stallions at Keenan. And for more information, or for our 2013 season, contact Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Sean Phil, and Ed Toffey. The number, 294-0030, and the website, SpendthriftFarm.com.
This fall, make some money at the races. Turf Catering is now hiring servers, cashiers, cooks, and other positions for the Keeneland Fall Meet. For an immediate interview, attend the Turf Catering Job Fair on Tuesday, September 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center at the Man of War and Versailles Road entrance across from the airport. For more information, call Turf Catering at 253-0541. Attend the Turf Catering Job Fair Tuesday, September 18th from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Keene Barn Entertainment Center.
All righty, Jackie, we got a couple of minutes here. You got some, I didn't let you finish those announcements.
Yeah, I have a few more.
Well,
just
why don't you do them?
You know what? We went to the Humane Society yesterday in Lexington and got 4 barn cats. Barn cats are cats they've got that don't want to be adopted and live in a house. So I just found the receipt. It was a batch of them. $97.28 batch. Isn't that funny? Batch.
Is that what they said, a batch?
It says batch on the bill. Yeah, I think.
Well, it could have said a herd.
Yeah. Anyway, they're home in the barn.
97. Well, they've had all their shots. They gave us feed that they've been.
They've all been neutered.
They've all been.
One of them's still mad. He won't come out. I guess that's why. 2 males, 2 females, and they love the barn. They're all over the place meowing and exploring and everything. And what they do, most of the time, you have to pay a lot more for animals at the humane, you know, the shelter. And these are just not, they found that they don't like being confined. So being a barn cat's about as good as it gets anyway, I think. I'd rather be a barn cat than a house cat.
Yeah, me too.
So they're hippity hopping around, but that are batch of cats. So I wondered what you, I knew you didn't call them a herd of cats. And they weren't a covey of cats. So a cat's in a group must be a batch.
Well, now we know.
Now we know. Alrighty. Let's see. Horses and Hope. This is a benefit to raise money for cancer prevention and cure. It's a trail ride hosted by Kentucky First Lady Jane Beshear. It is going to be September 16th. Now registration on site or go ahead and sign up is $75. I know some people that went last year, said it was great. It's just a nice day out. Now, let's see, what's tomorrow is Sunday. You get to ride at the horse park, and then here's another day, September 16th. If you want more information, you can always call the horse park, but it's horsesandhope.org, and you can go participate. Now, if you've got a trailer and it needs wheels packed or bearings packed or whatever you pack, brakes checked, fenders repaired, rubber mats, all that kind of stuff, go to Sally Vans. That's their business, and that's the place to take it. I didn't realize until a while back that they did private repairs, but they do, and they do a fantastic job. So Central Kentucky Riding for Hope is always looking for volunteers. You can go to ckrh.org. They do a wonderful job out there. And they give you, I think they kind of give you training and stuff like that. So also, Cantor USA is an alliance to find new homes for thoroughbred ex-racehorses, OTTBs, off-the-track thoroughbreds. And what is a good idea to get on Facebook with them, because they put up new horses frequently. For instance, a bunch of people were getting rid of horses at the end of the River Downs meet. So, you know, they're a lot in Ohio. They're in Kentucky. And if you have a horse you want to move, they're not giveaway horses. You don't want to give them away because then you're afraid the killer truck will get them. But anyway, it's cantorusa.org. And once again, Secretariat Festival is coming up Saturday the 29th in Bourbon County. And they're having a 5K out at Adena Springs that morning at 8 o'clock. You need to call 987-8744. And Adena Springs is also sponsoring the Paris Bourbon YMCA Fall Benefit Saturday, September 22nd at 6:30. That's another 987 number, 987-1395. Most things in Bourbon County are 987. A little bit, a few of them are 988. But anyway, there you go.
All righty. Well, since last week, we've had 10 winners from the Thoroughbred Center, and the trainers of those 10 were Chuck Peary. He moved over here about a month ago from Keenan, Paul Garcia, Alar Beamer, Travis Sharp, Kellen Gorder, Bill Hickey, Jimmy Cargan, Melvin Kendrick, Jimmy Cargan, and Greg Compton. That's 10 winners. Old Melvin went down to Mountaineer, won with Get a Rhythm, going 2¼ miles in a starter allowance, one of those starter allowances.
Great.
That's a nice old horse. And since, let's see, the last 2 months, not counting these 10 now, but just during the months of July and August, we've had 116 winners from the Thoroughbred Center, including five individual stakes winners, plus, of course, Rahi Strider, who ran a bang-up third and an unlucky third in the Grade 1 Arlington Million.
And who has now earned over?
$1,200,000.
Wow. Yeah. That'll do.
Yeah.
Get him a new ride on. All that kind of stuff.
I'd give him anything he wanted. Exactly. All right. That music means it's time to spit out the bit. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. And thanks, Mary Jane, down in the studio, and Resty right here. And you get this off the website.
You can thank me.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. UrsoEllisHorsetails.com.
Keep smiling.